Hello, Jaren Products.
Hi, is Ian there?
Speaking.
Hey, Ian, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great, thanks for asking. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, check back in with you on that, you know, that Nori or Mori CMC machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just seeing, you know, I know you wanted us to see if we can compete with US Bank and what, you know.
Well, at the moment, I'm actually right looking now to see if we can unload one of our Akumas to free up some cash for buying a new machine.
Right.
But I'm still not, you know, at a point of saying, yes, we're going to borrow, we're going to buy and borrow money to get it.
Right. So you guys are currently trying to sell a machine to use that money and purchase it with cash and replace the other one?
Well, not with cash, no, because what we're selling is 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just to, we're starting to get a little, you know, more problems with the machine after 8 years.
Right.
So figuring, okay, let's upgrade.
Yeah, and is that usually how long they've lasted from your, you know, the history of you using them? Have they, around 8 years, they start going bad?
Well, you know, after you get to about 10 years, I think they start to, you know, you start spending more on repair bills than you would on, say, a, you know, a monthly payment on a new machine, so.
Right. Yeah, because at least you got it, you know, up and running, and you have to worry about it, really, like, breaking down, you know. Okay, and so have you had any offers or on the old machine?
No, we're just starting. I mean, it's been on the, we've had it listed with one dealer, and we haven't gotten any offers yet on it. I just talked to another dealer today, and they said because of what happened with the oil, but in the Midwest, there's a lot of machines coming on, you know, in the secondary market, so.
Right.
Prices are, the supply is, drop, you know, it's come up, so the prices are a little soft now, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know they've been, like, a little soft, and it's been tough, you know, to really move that machinery, you know, if it was regular, you know, that the market's kind of, it's been weird. And have you, is there, like, a specific vendor you guys usually use to sell these machines, or you kind of just?
Well, we get calls all the time, or emails all the time, you know. You got any machines to sell? You know, they want to list as much as they can. So we've used two in the past in particular. But if, you know, anybody has a buyer, we'll listen to them.
Right. And how does that kind of work on them? Do they make, like, a percentage of the sale?
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll tell them, look, we want at least X amount.
Mm-hmm.
And if they sell it for more than that, then they can keep it. So.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, that's good. Yeah, so you guys are just currently just kind of sitting tight, or,
well,
you know,
we're looking. I mean, it could, you know, if somebody calls up and says, yeah, I got a buyer who's interested in that exact machine, and, you know, tomorrow, then we'll start moving tomorrow.
Right,
it could
I
be
know.
6 months from now, so.
True. And that's, well, I mean, with this machine, is it hurting you guys, you know, every month? You're not being able to do as many jobs with this older machine?
Well, you know, the older machine, if it goes down, we got to wait a couple days for a service guy to come out, fix it. We lose production. It costs us, you know, $500 to $1,000 for the guy to come and fix it. And
wow. How much, like, does that cost you, those little dips in production each time? Like,
I mean, we can produce anywhere between $500 to $1,000 a day on the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's down for 3 days, that could be, you know, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 worth of production.
Wow. So it's around like $4,000 per down. And how often does it go down?
How often? It might go down twice in a month, and then 6 months we don't get anything, you know? So it's the lost production, it's the idea that, and then the customer service aspect of it.
Yeah, like timelines, yeah.
Yeah, you know, customer calls up and says, where are my parts? Oh, I'm sorry. We can't make them because the machine is down. You know, how do you calculate the value of that?
Right. Yeah, I know, and that's tough, you know, on the business. Is exactly, like when you have to deal with the customers and all that. Yeah, like I said, you know, we do that equipment financing, and we could definitely, I mean, we could have gotten you an answer already. It would at least you'd be looking at with us.
Oh, well, I've got your email address, right?
Yeah, I sent it to you. It was eiglenn@aol.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if something comes up, I'll go search for your email and then respond to you. Okay.
Right, right, yeah. And also, I have a, I think we have one of the, I have one of the underwriters here today that can actually give you, you know, a better idea of what we could do for you, if you got like a minute to talk real quick.
Not really. I mean, I, you know, because things change. And if I talk to him today and we don't do anything for 2 months and then I, you know, call you 2 months from now, it could be a different story, so. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, would be a good time to follow back up with you there, Ian.
Call me back, I don't know, 2 months from now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Ian.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.